changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more. Right.
Today we're going to continue what we began yesterday, and I'm doing a series on abuse, emotional abuse specifically, emotional verbal abuse. And I realized that I wanted to hold up the book and show it to you, but I have gotten to where, as much as I love hardcover books, and I used to have a big library of hardcover books, I've gotten now to where I'm a Kindle guy, and I've got the app on my phone. You can see there's a picture of teddy bear. And so when I click on it, I want to show you the cover here. Here we go. If I can. Oh, it went right to it. It's called The Emotionally Abusive Relationship. But you can see, if you can see my screen, how much highlighting I've done. That's like every single page. The reason I like this book, as I said yesterday, and I know that what I'm talking about right now is touching off a lot of stuff for a lot of people, because statistically, one out of every four or one out of every two people were abused to the point that the term I like to use is it scratched their record. It affected. Now, some of you may be too old to understand that, but man, if you would have scratched a record, LP, it would have skipped from then on. And so there are a lot of us out there who experienced one or multiple forms of abuse. And I want to address that because, as much as anything, I know that some of you have experienced that. Some of you have shared that with me. And some of you still may be in abusive relationships. And some of you are looking for some help and guidance. And it's just the reason I like this book, and I'm going to say this again, and I already got some feedback on it, I would call that, is that she approaches this with the concept of no monsters. Now, by that, she means that if I look back on my father, who was my what's called primary abuser, and I really look back on his childhood, which I have done, he had it far worse than I did. Now, it's one thing to say that, and it's another to get that on a visceral level and to fully embrace it. But one of the things that this book recommends, and by the way, it's a workbook. At first, I wanted to zip through this book, and then I'm like, oh, exercise. And I was like, well, I'll come back and do that later. And then I went, no, if you're going to read this book, do the exercises. And each exercise, my ego is going, you don't need to do that. It's okay. You can skip that one, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And today we want to talk about feel it, how to become an abuse victor. And the answer is to feel it. Yesterday, we talked about acknowledging it. A lot of times, people don't acknowledge that what they experienced was abuse. They could call that harsh parenting, et cetera. But it's important that you name it that way because, now hear me. The less likely you are to name childhood abuse as abuse, the more likely you are to become an abuser yourself. According to Barbara Engel in this book, I think it's Barbara, I'm almost positive. Anyway, so we talked yesterday about naming it, if that is indeed what you went through. And today we're talking about feeling it. And when I got to this exercise, this is the one that I said, okay, too kumbaya for me, not really interested, no thank you. But what she wanted me to do, and you to do, if you choose to, and that is to sit down and write out all the ways that your primary abuser abused you and give examples. And I did. And in that act, it uncovered. By the way, I really did this. I sat down, I wrote it in my little erasable rocketbook journal, and I wrote it all out, spent several hours on Sunday morning. And then the next thing you need to do is you have to feel what it was to have felt it as a child. Now, I've done so much therapy, it's kind of a joke, and I have done hypnotherapy, and anyway. So, of course, I said, nah, I don't need to do this. But then I did. And she actually recommends, and I mentioned this before, this idea of cocooning. You sit and you watch movies that activate memories if they're similar to what you had. And I watched this movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro, and I'm almost positive it's called This Boy's Life. And DiCaprio was a boy in this movie. His voice had not changed. And the treatment that De Niro inflicted on DiCaprio was basically identical to what I experienced. Even calling him hotshot in a negative way. My dad called me hotshot. So watching this movie, I'm watching, and then I'm, you know? And I have to tell you, I spent an entire day, I closed the shutters here in my condo, and I watched that movie, and then I watched, these are all movies she recommends in the book. I watched Radio Flyer with Tom Hanks, and then I watched Sleeping with the Enemy. And that was as far as I got. And I called it an abuse-a-thon. What it did do, though, was it opened up my eyes to the variety of abuse. And the one thing I didn't like about This Boy's Life was that it was a movie at some point. In other words, it was a great slice of real life. And it would have been a total commercial failure had they changed it to what I'm suggesting. However, there is a point where Leonardo DiCaprio jumps his stepfather, Dwight, played by Robert De Niro, and they just pound the snot out of each other for about 30 seconds and just destroy their kitchen, throwing each other around because DiCaprio is finally big enough. He's going to take him on. Now, I never did that. Never got that chance. And I think that had this movie been more honest, it would have shown them continuing to struggle. They did break free, he and his mother, and breaking free, but possibly even showing DiCaprio starting to struggle with his own feelings of anger for having been abused, for having been quashed, for having been hit, for having been demeaned. So feeling it, it's important that we name it. And number two, it's important that we feel it. It is important that we go back and feel it. Now, you can't stay there. She's very clear about that. And this morning, I actually did the process, and I feel so light today because number one, like I said, I'm getting my first COVID shot, and my feet are literally stomping up and down because I'm so excited about that. And number two, today I forgave my father. Today I, because we're a few steps back from where I actually am right now. But in this experience, I've gone through, I've acknowledged, I've written, I also have acknowledged how everything he went through, and I went through all the reasons why he deserves to be forgiven. And I went through that process, and I feel so much lighter. So, if you're one of the 1 in 2 or 1 in 4 people who experienced physical, emotional, verbal, or sexual abuse. Now, sexual abuse, I know very little, if anything, about. Didn't experience it. But if you experienced it, number one, we need to name it. Number two, ultimately, we need to feel it. And I'm going to go on the record here and hear me out. If this is uncovering new stuff for you, don't you dare try and do this without a therapist. What I do every day is write, journal, record, read, and then once a week, I go over it with my therapist. So make sure you've got somebody who's helping you keep it between the ditches, all right? Let's take a look at your comments, and since I said your comments, it's time for everybody to click share. If you're here for the first time, let us know that you are here for the very first time. Please, if you would, and when you share, click share. Who's going to be the very first person to click share this morning? Hey, since you like Hamilton, a COVID vaccine, somewhat appropriate lyrics. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm hungry. Hey, yo, I know it. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. That's my ringtone. I was going to try and play it for you. But I am not throwing away my shot from Hamilton is my ringtone. But I didn't think of it that way, Mary. That's awesome. Lynn says, grateful. I'm feeling better today. Allergies have been kicking my butt. You know, I thought I'd be done with allergies when I moved down to Florida, but both me and Teddy were sneezing. Great book. Thanks for the recommendation. I listened to the audiobook. Now I'm going back and do the exercises. Awesome. Ashley, we are talking about the book, The Emotionally Abusive Relationship. It is by Beverly Engel. And yes, I have both the audiobook and I have the book on Kindle so that, like I showed you before, I can just highlight. I always have been a highlighter. I love that because I can go back and completely read a book in 30 minutes because I have put the key points there. So great. Forgiveness releases you. Yes, it does. Susan, awesome. Meemaw, first one to share. Jerome also click shared. Listen, everybody, I want to make you aware that if you experienced abuse in relationships as a child, and by the way, this doesn't have to be just your parents. It could also be a brother or a sister, something like that. If you experienced this, you're not alone. Most of us have. A lot of us have. And if you didn't, remember that we have. I want to close with a video that I saw the other day. Somebody loaded this video, put this video on Facebook, and it's exactly the kind of stuff I don't like to see. It was a man in a store yelling at the clerk, and somebody was videotaping it with their phone and videotaping it.
Do I sound old? Hey, good thing I'm getting my vaccination today.
Anyway, they were going to put this dude was yelling at the clerk, and it looked like in a Starbucks, just yelling, just being mean. And somebody just basically said something along the lines of, hey, lighten up. And the guy he started screaming and yelling and just getting so angry at every single person there. And he was a short man, and he went up, he was probably 5'2", and he went up to this guy that had to be 6'5", and he had his arms crossed. But he was bumping him like you see people do referees at games and stuff like that. Like, come on, trying to pick a fight with this guy. And at first I felt my anger at this person starting to rise up. And then I went, abused child. He has no other resources. I'm not saying it's appropriate. He's responsible for his behavior, but at least it helps me contextualize it. So thanks for being with me. Thank you for all your kind and loving and wonderful comments. And it means so much to me that you get up every single day to be with me. We need more love, especially for ourselves, says Willow. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy today. We're going to continue this theme tomorrow. This is a 5-part series. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about understand it. Very important. We've talked about name it, feel it, and tomorrow, understand it. So thanks again, everybody. Share this with people who you think could benefit from it and enjoy today. Hope you all get your vaccination soon. Love you. See you tomorrow. Bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.